Blog Talk Radio.
Those on Facebook Live, just come on in. Thank you so very much. I want to thank you all for tuning into the broadcast this morning. I am your host, Prophetess Jacqueline Price. I love you all. Love you, Pastor Lily Behrman. Thank everyone for coming in. I just love everybody. So just come in. Let's just let the Lord speak to us this morning. Let him do his greatest work in your life. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just thankful to be here. I'm thankful we're in Texas, and it's a rainy day in Texas, hallelujah. But praise God, we need the rain, so we're not complaining, hallelujah. So I'm just so thankful, I'm so grateful, and I just want to appreciate everyone for tuning into the broadcast today. I want to say I love you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support to this ministry. I just want to say thank you. Amen. Well, those of you who are coming in, just keep on coming in. I thank God for you. I want to tell you, just go to jlpministry.org to find out more about this ministry, to find out more about what God is doing in the ministry. Amen. And I also want to invite you to a place of worship church. We're located at 1704 North Hampton Road, Suite 208 in DeSoto, Texas. So I want you to be my guest. Come there and find out how we just worship. We just love Jesus. Hallelujah. And I love to see you there. Pastor Lamar Price, my husband, is the pastor, and I want to see you. So join us one Sunday at service that started at 10:45. We're in and we're out. We believe in praising him, doing what's necessary, and getting out. Amen. So today I just want to talk to you all so about the fight. As I was just spending time with God this morning, he just dropped that in my spirit. Even on yesterday, I just kept hearing the fight, the fight. And too often we are, when you were growing up, I don't know about you, I had a few fights. And my sister, my oldest sister now, she had several fights. But it was never my nature. I wasn't one that just felt like I just had to be fighting all the time. That was not me. Growing up, I always was the type, I was the peaceful one, I was the quiet one, amen. But I want you to know that God loves you so much, and you may find yourself in a fight right now. Have you ever been in a fight where the fight wasn't your fault? It wasn't your fault that you happened to be caught up in the fight, all right? But somehow you ended up in the fight. You may have been in a fight where you felt like, I shouldn't have been in that, or you may have been in a fight where, okay, I'm taking up for somebody else. The fights that I had, one, when I was taking up for, well, two fights that I had, I was joining my oldest sister. She was in a fight, and other people came and tried to fight her, so of course I'm going to join that fight, hallelujah, because I'm going to be in the fight with my sister, amen. And then there was a fight that I found out he was a distant cousin, but we were young and we were riding the bus together and somebody was picking on him, so I got in that fight. So sometimes we find ourselves in fights and we're caught up in these fights and we're like, how did I get into this fight? Hallelujah. How did I find myself in the fight? Well, I want you to know that when God, he says, I'm the one that's in control, so you don't need to fight. You felt like I've had to fight. I have to, you know, if you ever watched The Color Purple, you heard Sophia say, I had to fight all my life. But God says, I am the one that wants to help you. I want to guide you. I want to protect you. I want to help you in the midst of what you feel like I'm in a fight. And because you feel like I'm in this fight and there's nowhere out and I'm being defeated, I want to show you something, the word of God, that shows you that, no, the fight is really fixed if you just watch what God wants to do in your life. If you just know that he's working for you, if you know that he's always on your side, that fight is fixed. So you don't have to worry about, okay, what's going to happen? How am I going to get out of this situation? I'm always finding myself in a fight. God doesn't always want to see you fighting, all right? He don't want you always in a fight. You shouldn't always say, oh, I'm just fighting. I'm constantly fighting. I'm fighting for my life. I'm fighting for this. I'm fighting for that. Well, God says, you know what? I'm the one that fights for you. See, we got to rest in that he fights for us. He is our defender. He is our high tower. He's always fighting for us, but sometimes we try to get in the fight. That's where we mess up, because we're trying to get in the fight, and God says, you know what? No, the fight is fixed, and all I want to give you some instructions on how you can stay out of the fight. I want to give you some instructions on how you can and limit yourself and stay out of that fight, amen? Hallelujah. How you can just let God do his greatest work, and you don't have to just find yourself, how I'm going to figure this out? How am I going to get this done? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do the other? Let me show you in the Word of God this morning. Hallelujah. I'm gotten hot already. I don't know why I put this shirt on. Hallelujah. But let's get into the Word of God. Hallelujah. And I want to show you some things about the fight. When we go to, first of all, I'm going to be in Joshua. When we go to the book of Joshua, and that's going to be in the book of Joshua. Let me go to verse number. Let me start in Chronicles. Let me go there. Let me go back. Let me go back to Chronicles. I think that's the best way to start. And when we go in the book of Chronicles, in Chronicles, the 20th chapter, and we find ourselves in Chronicles, the 20th chapter, I'm going to show you through the first through the 30th verse, and I'm going to kind of sum it up, so I'm not going to be just reading the whole thing, but I want to show you some things in this word, amen? So Chronicles, the second Chronicles, the 20th chapter, and I want to start at the first verse. And it says, and it came to pass after this that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them others beside the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat. They came against him to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from, behold, the sea on this side, Syria, and behold, they be in Hazerah Tamar, which is in Englad. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. And this is what it says, and he proclaimed a fast through all Judea. Sometimes you got to fast your way out of a situation, babe. Sometimes you got to fast your way out. You may think, I got to fight my way out. Sometimes you need to fast your way out. So Jehoshaphat, he says, look, we're going to fast our way out of this situation. So he calls a fast, the Bible says, and by him calling that fast throughout all Judea, and Judea gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. So look at this. He realized, this is what I've got to do. I've got to call the fast, hallelujah, and I've got to ask for help. I got to call this fast, and I got to ask for help. So often we're so caught up in ourselves that we forget. If the Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So Jehoshaphat knew, wait a minute, I've been trained. I've been taught how to call on the Lord, and I recognize if I call this fast, he is, and we inquire of him and ask him for help, the Bible says he's a very present help, amen? So he calls this fast, and he asks the help of the Lord. And let's jump down, and it says, and Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judea and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, this is where I want to get to. O Lord God of our fathers, he says, art not thou God in heaven? So he's asking these questions. And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heavens? Of the heathens, rather. And he said, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathens? And in thine hand is there not power and might so that none is able to withstand thee? So he's not talking about himself. He's saying, I know how to do this. Let me talk to my Father. Let me talk to God, and he's going to work this thing out. And look what else he says. Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? And they dwell there and have built the sanctuaries therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh, I'm at the ninth verse, upon us, as a sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house. How many of you invited God into your house and said, look, Lord, you're in control of this house. I invite you in, Holy Spirit, all the time to take control. You're in control of this house. I need you to take control of my house. Hallelujah. Somebody might say, I got some chaos going on. I need him to come in and take control of my house. So this is what Jehoshaphat is saying. Look, we built this up place for you, and you told us when we're in trouble, if we got anything going on, all we have to do is what? Look to you. Look to you. So Jehoshaphat, he's talking to the Lord. He said, if there's any affliction that comes upon us, pestilence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our afflictions, then thou wilt hear and help. The 10th verse says, and now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade. Look, God said, no, don't invade them. This is during the time of Moses, when they were traveling out of Egypt. God told them not to invade them. He said not to invade when they came out of Egypt, but turn for them and destroy them not. Don't kill them. But look what Jehoshaphat is talking to the Lord now. He says, behold, I say how they reward to us to come to cast us out of thy possession, to come and cast us out of thy possession. Look what it says. They've come to cast us out of what you gave us. Oh, come on up in here. Come on up in here. They want to come and cast you out of what you gave us, Lord. See, the enemy, he thinks he has us sometimes. He thinks he has us. Oh, I'm going to cause this trouble, and you're going to have to, some people, I'm going to have to move out of my apartment. I'm going to have to move out of this place. I'm going to have to move from here. Lord, the enemy's trying to come and cast me out of what you blessed me to have. He's trying to come and cast me out of what you gave me. Hallelujah. But, Lord, I want you to know, I'm letting you know, you gave us these possessions. He's letting them know, but I say how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and all they that dwell therein. That's word. That's word. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and all they that dwell therein. Everything belongs to you, God. But the enemy's trying to cast me out of and wants to rob me of my blessing. I won't be robbed. Why? Because I know that the fight, he has this fight. I don't need to fight in this battle. It's not mine. Moving forward. So after this, let me jump down. The man of God rises up and speaks in that 15th verse, and he says, the man of God says, and he said, hearken, ye all Judea, ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, behold, be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. Now I want you to get this. It don't matter the size. It don't matter how many are coming against you. It doesn't matter what the enemy is trying to do. It doesn't matter the news that you get. It does not matter the news that you get. Look what he says. For the battle is not yours, but God's. The battle is not yours. It's God's. Amen. So that's why I'm saying the fight, the fight. Growing up, yeah, you may have had to have some fights. You have to fight here. You may have to do some fighting. But God says, no, this is fixed. This is a guarantee that it is not yours, it's mine. I just want you to let me show you what I'm working with. You know that's what I love to say all the time. He wants to show you what he's working with. Hallelujah. But too often we find ourselves taking control, want to be in charge. Have you ever, you know, somebody who just got to be in charge? God, let me take over. I'll do it. God don't need your, he doesn't need you to try to take charge. You just need to do like this man of God is telling them. The battle is the Lord's. It's not yours. It belongs to God. But I'm in it. Okay, you're in it. But it's still not your fight. It's not your fight. Sometimes you got to stand back and say, no, that's not my fight. Mm-mm. People might want to pull you into some stuff. People want to pull you into whatever the contentions that they may be dealing with a coworker or with a family member or what they want to pull you in, but you got to step back and say, hold up. No, that's not my fight. No, that's not my fight. I'm not going to fight in that. That's not my fight. So when I was growing up, I always tried to be the peacemaker. I was the peacemaker. I always tried to see the good in everything or try to help reason the thing out. That was me. And that's still me to this day. I always want to know, okay, let's find, the Bible says, let us come together and reason together. I always want to find out, okay, and this argument, or whether it may be with the sibling or they have a disagreement. Okay, now wait a minute. Let's reason about this thing because I'm for peace. I've always said that I'm a person for peace. I never liked division, even growing up. I never liked contention, never liked any of that. Even with my mom and dad got a disagreement, I didn't like that because that was just my nature, and it is to this day. But we got to recognize that the fight is not our fight. Whatever you're dealing with, the fight, God says, I want to show myself strong to you. So let's go further. The 17th verse of 20th chapter of 2 Chronicles says, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still. Set yourself. Sometimes, what do I need to do? What do I need? I need to figure this out. Set yourself. In other words, sit down, just be still. Just wait for instruction. Just wait. Hallelujah, just wait. Set yourself and see the salvation of the Lord. See his salvation. See the salvation of the Lord, which you, O Judea and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Amen. The Lord is with you. Just breathe. The Lord is with you. Just take a breath. The Lord is with you. Just rest in him. The Lord is with you. You got to press through what the enemy's trying to make you feel like. You got to press beyond those feelings of, I got to fight. You got to press, though it seems like the winds are raging against you, strongly against you. You got to press through and say, wait a minute, he's going to fight for me. I got to remind myself, I can't do it. He's going to fight for me. He's going to fight for me. Even when the enemy's trying to tell you that it's not going to happen, you got to keep hope alive in your life. You got to just keep saying, I'm hoping no matter what it is, I'm hoping against the hope because I know he told me I'm going to fight for you. This is not your fight. This is not your battle. I got you. I just want to show myself strong to you. I know you in it, but remember, it's not your fight. Ooh, come on, get this. So you mean, prophetess, so you mean I'm just walking out? What, do you already worked out? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Why? Because look what they just, what the man of God said. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out. That's instructions. You go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. So he's saying, I'm going to be with you. God says, I don't want you to just show up. If you just show up and let me show myself strong, just show up. Sometimes you be like, well, I don't know what to do. Sometimes God will tell you, just show up to the place. I'm going to use so-and-so to speak on your behalf. He did it for Paul. He did it for Paul. When Paul was ready to speak up for himself, the Lord, the Holy Spirit said, don't speak, just hold what you're working with. And then someone else spoke up on Paul's behalf. Hallelujah. Sometimes God just wants you to show up and he says, you know what? I'm going to use somebody to work for you. I'm going to use somebody because the battle is not yours. It's mine. It's mine. You my daughter. You my son. I'm going to take care of you. I got this. So, yeah, sometimes he says, show up for it. But I don't need you. Don't you do nothing. Just you show up and let me show my glory. He wants to show his glory. Oh, come on, let's get this. And the 18th verse says, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judea and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before God for the Lord, worshiping the Lord. That's what he wants. He wants our worship. Hallelujah. I made some notes here. I said, although you got to keep standing, even though it seems like your legs are getting so weak, I'm about to fall on this situation. I feel like I need to do something. Mm-mm. Remember, he's going to fight for you. He's going to fight for you. So you ain't got to get in the fight. When I saw those girls trying to fight my sister, I had to get in the fight. When I saw that it was more than one trying to fight my oldest sister back in the day, when we were in junior high school, I had to get in the fight. I'm trying to figure out, okay, who fought it was. No, I'm looking at the fight right now. I got to get in the fight. But God says, all I need you to do is show up. I'm in the fight. I'm in the fight. I see the enemy trying to come against you. I see the enemy's trying to rob you of your blessing. I see the enemy's trying to rob and take things away from you. I'm in the fight. So you step outside. Don't you get in the fight. Let me fight for you. Let me show you my mighty glory. Let me show you my mighty hand. I will fight for you. Why? Because we're his. We're his. Oh, we're his. Hallelujah. You got to keep on enduring. Okay, I'm going to endure to the end because I know the fight. He's in the fight. I'm going to endure. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to throw in the towel. I'm not going to allow myself to just lose my mind over something because you know what he's just saying to me? Be still and know. I just got to show up. Show up, show up. He's going to do the showing out. We love to make all these cliches and sayings, but do you really believe that? Do you really believe if I show up, he's going to show out on my behalf? Do you really believe if I just show up, he's going to demonstrate his mighty power? Do you believe that if I just show up, he's going to show me what he's working with? If you believe that, you need to say, I'm going to show up, and I'm going to hold what I'm working with because he's got me. 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 The song says he's got the whole world in his hands. But do you believe that he's got you in his hands? The word of the Lord says that he engraved the name, the children of Israel. He said, you're written in my hands. I believe that we're written in God's hands. You too are written in his hands. He sees you. He sees you. So when that situation is coming against you strongly, God said, I'm going to show up. I'm going to show up. All I need you to do is just be still. Be still. Be still, it says in the 17th verse of 2 Chronicles 20th chapter. Be still. Be not dismayed, he says. Don't be dismayed. Don't be frustrated. Don't let your heart be troubled. Hallelujah. I said that on last week. And the Bible says, look, they praised, they worshiped him. You know what? What Father really wants? He wants your worship, not your worry. Did you get that? He wants your worship, not your worry. It's so easy to worry, but you got to change that thing. You got to flip it. You got to say, no, I'm going to worship. I'm not going to worry. I'm going to worship. Hallelujah. Look at this. Three letters in there in both words. W-O-R. Are you going to worship or are you going to worry? Hallelujah. You got to say, you know what? I'm going to worship him. I'm going to worship him. Hallelujah. Because you got to keep enduring. You got to know that the race is not given to the strong, neither the battle to the swift nor to the strong, but those that endure. I'm going to endure because why? My Father is fighting for me. It's already done. It is done. I made a note here. Your victory is in your consistency. Your consistent praise, your consistent worship, your consistent thank you, Jesus, your consistent. All they did, when you read the 20th chapter, they worshiped God. They worshiped him. And this is what the Bible says. And it says in that 20th verse, and they rose early in the morning and went forth unto the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophet, so shall you prosper. So you got to believe. And the Bible says, and when they had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and say, praise the Lord for his mercy and do it forever. So God says, just give me a praise. A long time ago, God gave me this word, and I put it on a bag, and he said, this is what I want. Just keep a praise. You've got to keep a praise no matter what you see. You've got to keep a praise in the midst of what you are enduring. You've got to keep a praise. Praise does something for you. It does something on the inside because you're saying, you know what? God's got me, so I'm going to keep this praise. I'm going to keep this worship going for it because he has me. Keep that praise. Don't lose your praise because then you'll find yourself in worry and you won't enter into worship. You won't enter into praise because then you're ready to get in the fight. And the Bible is telling us through this word that he's given Jehoshaphat, you don't need to fight. He told the Levite to tell the people, look, you don't need to fight. This battle is not yours. It's not yours. But I keep hearing somebody say, but I'm in it. But I'm in it. But you're in it for him to get the glory. But I'm in it. When am I going to come out of it? But you're in it to get the glory. Do you not hear the prophet? You're a prophetess, you're in it to get the glory. You just got to praise him. Well, how long do I have to praise? How long? You know, I've been praising him. And that's the thing. Let me show you something, how the enemy works. He wants you to get frustrated in your praise. Okay, come on up in here. He wants you to get worried and frustrated in your praise. You know what? It's like this. Nobody likes a half hug. Have you ever seen somebody give you a, hi, I love you? Nobody likes that. Nobody likes a half greeting, so to speak. But when you give God a half praise, you say, how you doing? No, you got to love him and give him a true praise of true worship. Amen? Excuse me, you guys, I'm getting a little hot. You got to give them a true praise and a true worship. And when you give them that true praise and that true worship, then God says, you know what? I'm fighting for you. I am really fighting for you. You got to know that it's fixed for you. It's fixed for you. So you can't be, don't allow yourself to get stressed. Don't allow yourself to get overwhelmed. He's got you. He's got you. So what you have to do to that victory, your victory you got to be consistent. The victory is yours, but you've got to be consistent. Be consistent in what, prophetess? Be consistent in prayer. Be consistent in praise. Be consistent in worship. Be consistent trusting. Be consistent yielding. Be consistent in your obedience. Be consistent in faith. Be consistent in it. And when you're consistent, He's got you. The fight, you don't have to fight. You don't just praise him. The battle is God's. He's constantly reminding us it's mine. But we got to, I got to get in it. I want to get in the fight too. What if Jehoshaphat had not obeyed God? What if he hadn't obeyed? What if he got in the fight? What do I mean by that? What if he decided, okay, now we're gonna go out and we're going to fight these men. We're going to go out and we're going to do battle with them. Now, I just read earlier, the Bible says this was a multitude of people that were coming, an army that was coming after Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel, a multitude of people. So God is telling Jehoshaphat, I will fight your multitude. If you just remember, you praise me, I'm going to fight the multitude. You praise me, I'll deal with the multitude. You praise me, I'll deal with your circumstance. You praise me, I'll deal with your situation. You praise me and worship me, you will see the victory. What if he didn't listen? What if he hadn't listened? To those on Blog Talk Radio, I love you guys. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Hallelujah. I know I'm sweating a little bit. I appreciate you all so much. But what if he had not have listened to God and he got in the fight himself? He wouldn't have won. Why? Because there weren't enough men to fight the multitude. God didn't want them to fight. God wanted them to praise. God wanted them to worship. So the Bible says, look at this. I'm in the 21st verse. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, and as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambush against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Look what the Lord says. How were they smitten? You got to read a little further. They were smitten because they began to fight each other. They began to fight each other. God would turn your enemies on each other. Okay? Those that are against you, though a whole host come against you, God will turn those enemies on each other. And that's what he did for Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel. He turned those enemies against each other. And after they got to killing each other, the Bible says that the children of Israel went in and they just had a good old time weeping the jewels, the gold, and everything that was there, reaping the spoils from a praise. Come on, did you get that? Reaping the spoils from a praise. Oh, come on, come on, come on. God says, if you just hold what you're working with, I'll cause you to reap the spoils from just giving me praise. If you hold what you're working with, I'll cause men to give unto you. I'll cause things to happen on your behalf. If you just hold what you're working with and give me praise, you will have spoils from that praise. Oh, come on up in here. I love him this morning. I honor him this morning, and I want you to get this, because if you get this in your spirit, you will see God do his greatest work in your life. Hallelujah. You'll see him demonstrate his mighty power for you. Let me show you something else. The Bible goes on to say that it took 3 days to gather all the spoils. And when they gathered all the spoils, the Bible said, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And you'll find that in the 27th verse. And the Bible also says in the 29th verse, and it says, when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies, when other people, the other enemies, heard that the Lord fought against the enemies for the children of Israel, the children of Judea, God fought for them. You are his child. You are his daughter. You are his son. What makes you think he won't fight for you? What makes you think he won't come through for you? Oh, my, oh, my. See, we forget. We forget. But if we just rest in him, enter into that rest. Rest in what, prophetess? What do you mean rest? Rest in his blessing. Oh, rest. You got to rest. You got to rest. Rest in his promises. Rest in his never leaving nor forsaking you. Rest in his eyes on the sparrow. His eyes are watching over you. Rest in knowing that I am your God. I will satisfy you with long life. I will heal you of your disease. I will restore your health. Rest in that. I got to rest. I got to rest. Now let's go to Joshua. Hallelujah. Joshua, the 21st chapter. And we're going to look at the 44th and the 45th verse, Joshua, because I want to show you something here. And the Bible says, and the Lord gave them rest round about according to all that he had sworn unto their fathers, and there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hands. Why is he talking so much about that? Because I just want to show you, no matter who may come against you, God will deliver you from your enemy. The Bible says in the 30th chapter, I mean 2 Chronicles 20 and 30, it says, for God gave rest round about the children of Judah. And it says, so the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. So Jehoshaphat spent his last years in rest. God says, I want you to enter into my rest. I want you to spend your years in rest, resting in me, resting in my promises, resting in my blessed assuredness for your life. Just rest. I don't care who might be coming against you. Father God says, I will fight for you. I want to fight for you. I want to fight. I want to fight for you. You don't need to get in this fight. I gave the analogy of my sister. I had to get in a fight with her. I got in a fight to help somebody else. But you don't need to get in this fight. You need to enter into the rest. You need to rest in the fact that, okay, All he wants from me is a praise. That's all he wants from you. Give him that praise. All he wants from you is worship. Worship moves God. Worship does something. God moves because of worship. If we just understand that, remember I said a moment ago, what do you want, worship or worry? Want worship. Want to give him worship. Because, see, when you worry, worry begins to affect the body. Do you not know worry really affects your body? If it starts on the inside, internally, and then it expresses on the outside, and then you have you ever seen somebody, you've heard somebody say, they worried themselves to death. Worry will really kill you if you're not careful. So be careful. Don't spend your days in worry. Spend your days in worship. Because worship is what's going to keep you in perfect peace. He will keep me in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Because why? When I'm worshiping, my mind is on him. When I'm worshiping, I'm not worried about I got to get in this fight. When I'm worshiping, I'm trusting that he's got me. When I'm worshiping, I'm being consistent in what knowing that he's already given me that victory. So I'm going to be consistent in my prayer, my praise, my worship, my fasting, my faithfulness, my yielded obedience to him. I'm going to be faithful in those areas. And when you're faithful, you see victory. Jehoshaphat had a reason. He was so, when you see a whole host of people coming against you, people gathering against you, plotting and scheming against you, don't worry about that. Mm-mm. You know, just worship. Worship. Father, you got me. This is not my fight. Some of us need to make a bold statement. This is not my fight. I'm not going to fight for something that's not mine. This is not my fight. I refuse to be in the fight. Hallelujah. If God says, I want you to show up for this, and I'm going to show you what I'm working with. Okay, I'm going to show up, and he's going to show me. He's going to show me. He's going to show me that he's working for me. He's going to show me that he's moving in on my behalf. He's going to show me I don't need to try to fight in this situation because my fight, we love it. You know, I'm going to one of these other adages. Old sayings is the fight is fixed. It really is if you really believe that. If you don't believe it, you're going to try to get in the fight with God. God said, why are you trying to get in the fight with me? I don't need you to help me fight. I don't need you to help me do this battle. I am God. I'm the creator of all things. That's why I love what Jehoshaphat said. He reminded him, aren't you? I love Jehoshaphat. He said, aren't you the one? In other words, aren't you the one in charge? Art thou not God of heaven? That's what he said. Rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathens? That's what Jehoshaphat is talking to God. So you got to say, Lord, aren't you my God? Aren't you in control of the Price House? Now come on up in here. Put your name there. Aren't you in control of the children of the Price family? Come on. So I don't need to fight. I don't need to try to do anything. I need to just praise him. Because remember, worship, I'm not going to worry. I'm going to worship. I'm not going to get caught in fear. I'm going to praise him. I'm not going to get caught in doubt and unbelief. I'm going to rest in the blessed assurance that he has me. Hallelujah. Rest in his promises. I want to read these notes I made. Rest in his promise, knowing he'll never leave you. Be consistent in your prayer. Be consistent in your faith. Be consistent knowing that he has me. And keep enduring and keep enduring. Stay uplifted. Stay uplifted. Don't, you got to tell the devil, no, hold up here, I see what you're trying to do. I don't have no reason to be heavy, I don't have no reason to be downhearted. I don't have no reason to be frustrated. I don't have a reason. When the enemy tries to when the enemy tries to give you a reason to be sad, that's when you need to worship. When the enemy tries to give you a reason to be down, that's when you need to even worship even more so. That's when you need to get a radical worship, a radical praise going, because that's when the enemy, God says, I'm finna bring you out, and the enemy knows you're finna come out. So what did you do? He want to get you down. He wants to get you sad. He wants to get you oppressed and depressed. Why? Because he knows if I can get them in that state of mind, then they won't worship. They'll worry. If I can get them in a state of mind that he's not going to bring you out. Oh, I know. Remember what the doctor said. Remember what this happened. Remember this. The enemy always wants to make you try to remember your past. Remember what they said about this. Remember what they said about this. No. What I remember is this. Remember the Lord your God. I remember that he is good. I remember he's always on my side. I remember that he told me I will never leave you nor forsake you. Talk to the devil. Say, you know what I remember? I remember that he said, if I'm willing and I'm obedient, I will eat the good of the land. If I'm willing and I'm obedient, he will cause my enemy to be at peace with me. If I just trust him, if I lean and depend upon him, he's going to make all grace abound toward me. This is what I remember. That's how you can keep a praise going. That's how you can keep worship going. That's how you can be excited about what he's doing in your life. But then if you start going and the devil is, he's so silly. He's so silly. He'll say, look at your bank account. When the last time you checked your bank? You see what's in there? You heard what they said about such and such? You heard what they said about this? But you got to say, nope, I'm not going to worry. I'm going to worship. I'm not going to get frustrated. I'm going to praise. Because my God, the Bible says he knows my name. He knows my name. I am his. One scripture says, you are mine. So if I am his, I'm his child. He's got cattle on a thousand hills. He's telling me that I belong to him. I am not going to worry. I'm going to worship. Oh, that's good to say. That's good to say. You probably don't have no problems. You probably don't have no issues. You probably don't have this. It's not about trying to go down the list of problems. This takes me back. I got to go there. Oh, my God, this is back in '89 or '90. I wasn't feeling good. This is my younger years. My husband and I, we in our early years of marriage. I wasn't feeling good at all. So instead of me worshiping, I made a whole list of what I was feeling, what was going on. Oh, I hurt here. Oh, I made the list, and I'm just making out this list of all my hurts, pains, and whatever else is going on in my body. And then I give the list to my husband. And when I give the list to my husband, he says, what's this? You better get up from there, girl, and you better worship God. I was just, okay, wait a minute, what just happened? I'm giving him the list to make him think, oh, okay, maybe he'll say, oh, girl, I understand. He told me, you better get up and worship God. Don't let the devil hold you down like that. That wasn't being insensitive. That was him saying, don't let the enemy rob you. Don't let the enemy make you put you in a state of mind like that. See, and I wasn't thinking that, okay, this is the enemy putting me in a state of mind. I'm thinking I'm just sharing about my little old what's going on with me. But you got to recognize the enemy is slick. He thinks I'm like my daughter. You think you're slick. He thinks he's slick. So if he can get you to get in that state of worry, that state of, okay, in other words, I started promoting how I was feeling in my body instead of uplifting and praising Jesus and making confessions of healing. I'm like, oh, it's this and oh, it's that. I'm just owing all over the place. He said, you better get up and praise God. So we got to get up and we got to praise God no matter what we may be experiencing, knowing that the fight, whether it's with your body, your physical well-being, whether it's with your spiritual well-being, praise him. Whether it's your mental well-being, praise him. Worship him, because the enemy wants you to make you think that you are losing when you're winning. You're winning. Prophets, I hear all of that, but I'm looking at where I am. Get your eyes off of that and get your eyes on Jesus. Get your eyes. Well, see, that's why I don't like you preachers, because y'all love to talk about get your eyes off of that and get your eyes on Jesus. Well, who else you going to look to? Who else you going to look to? You got a great need. Who else you going to look to? He said to set your affections on things that are above. He said looking unto Jesus, which is the author and finisher of your faith. Who else you going to look to? Who else? Who else? Who else? You got to look to him. You got to look unto, looking unto, the Bible says, looking unto who? Looking unto Jesus, looking unto God. He is your helper, baby. Because you're looking unto everybody else, and everybody else says, ain't got it, ain't got it, ain't got it, ain't got it. So who else you going to look to? So don't go there with, I'm so tired of these preachers. They always like to say that, you better listen to this preacher. Because this preacher is telling you how to recognize the fight has already been fixed for you. But if you stay in that state of mind, that worry, instead of going into worship, yes, you're going to feel the way you're feeling. Yes, you're going to have that state of mind. But you got to get past all of that and say, you know what? I got to look unto Jesus. He is my only help. He's my only way out. And when you look to him, he will, yes, he can cause men to give it to you. He can touch hearts. He can do a whole lot of things. But you got to make up in your mind, I got to worship him. I just got to worship him. I can't get caught up in other things. I have got to worship my Savior. He's going to work it out for me. And stop, you guys, trying to put Abba on a clock. He works outside of time. You got to stop doing this. When he going to come through? When he comes through? When is he going to make it happen? When he makes it happen, that's why you got to praise. Because when you praise and you worship, it keeps you in a state of mind of peace and rest. Oh, so you telling me you don't have no worries. You don't be worried about nothing. You don't worry about anything. There are concerns. We all may have concerns, but let me tell you something about it. I don't let those things, whatever I may be concerned about, I recognize, look, I gave that to Jesus. I'm quick to tell the enemy, no, that's Jesus, baby. That belongs to Jesus. No, that belongs to Jesus. I don't grab that. That's Jesus. Because nobody but Jesus can fix it. Nobody but Jesus can make it happen for me. Nobody but Jesus can do what he needs to do. That belongs to Jesus, baby. I'm not going to take that. That's Jesus. Now, the thing is, do you really trust Jesus? Come on up in here. Do you really trust Jesus with the thing that belongs to Jesus? Do you? Come on up in here. Come on up in here. The fight is fixed. You've got to rest assured in your spirit, man, that the fight is fixed. And I gave my situation to Jesus. All God required from Jehoshaphat was to praise him, to worship him. The battle was God's. The battle was God's. Hear me today. The battle in your life is God's. Give it to him. Don't be an Indian giver. Don't give it, take it back. Give it, take it back. Give it, take it back. That says you're double-minded, you're unstable in all your ways. So you mean I don't have to worry about it? Let me tell you something. Let me be real. We are human beings, you know what? I'm not saying the enemy won't bring it back up to you. I'm not saying that the enemy won't try to bombard your mind with it. He will try to bring that to you. That's why you got to be bold enough to say, I gave that to Jesus. I don't care if you have to say it 50 times a day. I don't care if he brings it to your mind 50 times a day. This is exercising your faith. This is exercising your trust. I gave it to Jesus. Well, what about this? I gave that to Jesus. Well, what about that? I gave that to Jesus. Remember you got that call? I gave that to Jesus. Give it to him. He's going to try to put it on your mind, but you can put it back on Jesus. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying walk around like a zombie. No, I'm saying keep giving it to Jesus. And when you give it to him, Father, I thank you for taking care of that for me. Jesus, I thank you for working that out for my good. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. That's the praise. I worship you because you're so good, you're so loving. Keep doing that. And the more you do it, the more, the less you hear those thoughts coming to your mind. Ooh, come on, get that now. The less you hear those words from the enemy trying to come to your mind. Because you know what? You're going to say, ain't no sense in me telling her nothing because she's going to give it to Jesus. Come on. I ain't going to, might as well not go there with her because she's going to keep telling me she gave it to Jesus. So all my demons, go take a break because she just want to say she's going to give it to Jesus. Come on up in here. Why? Because I'm going to give it to Jesus, Satan. I'm going to give it to Jesus, adversary. I'm going to give it to Jesus. He has already done the fighting for me. The fight is already fixed because the Bible told me if Jesus spoke these words, it is finished. So you got to say, I'm walking in the finished work of Jesus Christ. My salvation, my breakthroughs, my deliverances, whatever I need has been supplied. What if I delight myself in him, I have the desires of my heart because he gives me those desires that he desires for me. He pours those in me and I start desiring them. So everything I have, he's already done it. He's finished the work. I'm just walking it out. And I'm boldly saying to the enemy, I gave that to Jesus. I dare you, I challenge you to let that be a daily word for you, a daily statement for you. I gave that to Jesus. I gave that to Jesus. If you make it a habit of saying, I gave that to Jesus, I gave that to Jesus, the more and more you go to sleep thinking, I gave that to Jesus, I gave that to Jesus, your spirit man would get so refreshed, I gave that to Jesus, I gave that to Jesus. Hallelujah. You may have a child that's just running rampant. You don't know what, you wondering, did that come from me? Did he or she come from me? I gave them to Jesus. I gave them to Jesus. Why? Because he's going to make all grace abound toward you. I love you guys so much, and I pray that this broadcast has been a great blessing to you. I really do. I pray that you were enriched by the word of God this morning. I just wanted to share with you that the fight, God's already won the fight. Jesus has already won that fight for you. Whatever you may be dealing with, that fight has been won for you. It's already been won. You just happen to be working out what's already been worked out. That's why Isaiah picked it up and said, when you go through, you're going through, baby. You're not dwelling in that place. The fight has already been fixed. You already have the victory. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. I believe that was Paul who said that. I'm always victorious. I'm always winning, never losing. Why? I gave it to Jesus. And the word of the Lord says, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So I'm going to rejoice that I have goodness and mercy following me, and I can release it to Jesus. And he said, I got it. I've already done it. Just praise me. Just worship me. And just remember that I am your God. Got to remember, he's my God. He's my Father. I can lean and depend upon him. I know without a shadow of a doubt he's going to take care of me. Amen. You don't need a man. Ladies who are single, I got to have a man in my life, girl. I just got to have a man. You just don't know. I need a man to help me with these bills. You don't need a man. You need Jesus. Because you go from one man to the next man to the next man to the next man to the next man. You'll be collecting men before you know it. You need Jesus. He'll help you. You able-bodied, there's nothing going on with you, you can go to work. I'm just real all day long, y'all. Go to work. Why try to lay up with a, I don't know why God said, why you try to lay up with a man when you have well and able to do what you need to do? You don't need a man for that. And then you find yourself in situations that you don't need to be in. In this day and age, you got to be careful who you are in relationships with, okay? You got to be careful who you enter in with. Because you may think they committed to you. They might not be. They might be just somebody just passing by. And you think you all in love and committed, and they going to the next lady, and she doing the same thing you doing. I don't know why I'm going there, but there you go. If you want somebody in your life, ask Jehovah, give me a husband. Men, you want a wife? Give me a wife. Stop going around sleeping with everybody. That's not good in this day and age. That's not good, period. Plus, it's wrong. God don't like it. Why is she going there? Because, hey, I got to tell the truth. Somebody is tuning in or may tune in. They need to hear that. They may be wrestling with a relationship right now, and they need to hear this. They need to hear, get out of the relationship. God didn't tell you to be in it. Get out of it. That's not for you. That's not for you. Don't be letting your children see you sleep with everybody and anybody. That's not for you. I'm just saying, God knows. Pray and ask God to give you someone. Someone that will love you. If you're godly, you're walking upright, ask God, Lord, give me a godly man. Give me a godly man. I want a godly man that loves you first. If I know he loves you, I'll have no problems about how he's going to love me. Amen. Amen. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you so much for these jewels that are in your kingdom. Bless them. Bless them. Bless them. Let your blessings overtake them, Abba. I thank you that they will give every circumstance and situation to you. Thank you for reminding us that you are the one that's fighting for us. You're the one that's in control, and you're the one that's in charge, and we just release everything to you, Jesus. We give it to you. We don't walk in worry. We won't walk in frustration. We won't let our hearts be depressed and oppressed by what things appear to be. Because we don't walk by faith, we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith, Father. We walk by faith, trusting and believing that you are our God, and you always take care of your children. So thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. I love you all. I will see you on next week. Be encouraged. Help me get the word out. Hey, don't forget to join me at a place of worship church now. We're at 1704 Northampton Road, Suite 208 in DeSoto, Texas. Look, you guys, we have a blast with Jesus. We have an awesome time. Hallelujah. You can call the church at 972-224-0788. We have a blast. Come be my guest one Sunday. Amen. We are social distancing and taking that really in serious precautions and everything. So just join us. Hey, don't forget this book, The Authentic Woman, Minister Angela Johnson. I want you guys to get her book. You'll be glad you did. Go to jlpministries.org. That's jlpministry.org. You'll find her on my homepage, and you can click on her link, and you can go and order her book. You'll be glad you did. Love you. Thank you for those who have become partners with JLP Ministries. I just love you all so much. Thank you for partnering. God bless you. Sister Winifred Doss Walton, I love you. God bless you. To my Aunt Shirley, I love you all so much. Minister Angela Johnson, oh, woman of God, I just love you so much. Thank you, woman of God, Catrice. Thank you, Roberts. I love you, everybody. Everybody that you've been on this broadcast. My cousin Nicole, happy to see you on, girl. Be blessed. Be encouraged. I'll be with you next week, okay? Bye-bye.
Good morning. Good morning.
That girl calling me. All right, thank you. Woo!
Warm.
I mean, I'm just sweating. Thank you for that.
you, Jesus.
I'm hungry now.